Welcome to the Drum Run, Season 1, Episode 3. Please follow us to get all the latest episodes dropped directly into your podcast library. And reviews, especially the good ones, are always appreciated. And now, sit back and enjoy the ride.
We're getting close to the line.
There they are!
Grab something!
We run till I say stop, then we form up. Everyone got it?
Here we go!
Attack!
Stop! Roll the circle! I got a weapon. Here, take it! I got another weapon!
That's enough! Stand back!
It's a trick. Stay alert.
Just let him try it. You! Where'd you learn to fight like that?
I don't know. I've been trained.
No one else has to die.
You attacked us, asshole.
We're starving. Our children are starving.
And you just cracked me in the head with an iron bar. Does that make us even?
Jax isn't moving.
Give us two of the backpacks and we'll leave you be. That's all we want.
Screw you.
That one's dead. Trust me, he won't miss it.
Jax? Jax, come on, wake up.
I told you, he's dead.
Is he really dead?
Welcome to life outside your precious walls.
We give you two of the packs and you leave. And don't come back.
Yes. Just give us the packs.
How do we know you'll keep your word?
We don't want any more bloodshed. We just want the food and the tech to sell to the 88s. We're just trying to survive.
You killed a kid. That's what you just did.
You have no idea the hunger. You will, though. Soon enough.
Roxy, hand me Jax's backpack. There. Take the packs and go.
Are you sure he's dead?
He has no pulse. He's gone.
He can't be dead. He was just here. He was just here.
Sorry, Jax.
He was just a kid.
Who stole a piece of beef.
And now look at him.
We need to keep moving.
Cruz, you don't look so good.
I'm fine. We can't stay here. They'll be back.
Let's get moving.
Where? We don't even know where we're going.
I say we move in the direction that we started on. Maybe Bishop was giving us a head start.
Maybe he sent us in the wrong direction.
Why would he do that?
To mess with us? Who knows with these people?
It doesn't matter where we go. We just need to keep the blood flowing. Otherwise, this cold will start shutting us down.
Ford's right. Let's head in the direction we left the estate. And hope to high heaven is the right one.
How long have we been walking?
5.5 hours.
Cruz, how you doing back there?
Same as the last time you asked.
Ford,
Did Bishop send the coordinates?
I can check. Again.
Wait, yeah. Here it is.
What's it say?
It looks like the destination point is to the southwest of us, which means we've been moving in the right direction. That's the good news.
Wait, is there bad news?
Our destination point is 792 miles from our current location.
792 miles? How are we supposed to go 792 miles in 7 days?
That's just to get there.
Then we have to make it back.
Oh, how far have we gone?
In the snow? 10, 12 miles would be my guess.
Great. So we'll get there sometime in April. I need to have a look at Cruz's wound.
She says she's fine.
She's trailing blood on the ground.
Jesus. Really?
For the past hour. You didn't notice?
I'm still stuck on how we're supposed to make it 792 miles.
She's lost a lot of blood. It's a miracle she hasn't collapsed by now.
Hey, look! There's a house. A few of them.
Where?
Down there. See? Where I'm pointing? Those are houses, right?
It could be an old mining town. They were all over this area.
Where'd you get the tracking scope?
It was in the pack. The one with the red mark.
Are they houses?
And buildings of some kind? I think you're right, though. About it being an old mining town. The one in the center is taller than the rest.
It's probably the hotel saloon.
This could be a trap.
It's going to get dark soon. We won't survive the night outside.
Let's get a better look.
Looks deserted.
We should check the perimeter. Just to be safe.
I'll go.
I'm coming with you.
You think they got any more beer in the saloon?
My magic eight ball is telling me. Very doubtful.
What's a magic eight ball?
Never mind.
Why does this feel like a trap?
If someone was inside, there'd be tracks in the snow.
Not necessarily. It's been snowing all day. See anything?
It looks empty. I'm gonna give the signal.
Hey, Romeo, not so fast, huh?
Farrah, the place is empty. Besides, we need to get Cruz inside for Roxy to help her.
Cruz? You haven't figured that out by now? Cruz is done. She's not surviving this.
No. Roxy's a nurse.
Roxy is a 25-year-old nurse's assistant with no real medical supplies.
She told Cruz everything's gonna be fine.
Ford, I get that you're a glass-half-full kind of guy, but seriously, there's no way Cruz makes it. Not out here, not with what we got.
I don't accept that.
Accept it, don't accept it. I don't give a crap. But she's already holding us up, which makes her a liability.
That's why we need to get her inside and get her warm. I'm giving the signal.
Ford, stop. Look at this. What do you think?
It could be shoddy electrical wiring.
On the outside of the window?
This could have been wired 100 years ago.
It doesn't look all that old.
Think it's wired to blow?
I mean, yeah, maybe.
Why would someone booby-trap this place?
An explosion would alert the local 88s to our location. Or the Ravagers. Each of us is worth a lot on the open market. Except maybe Ty. Come on, we need to warn them.
Took you long enough. We were just about to go inside.
Ace, do not open that door. It's booby-trapped.
case, step away from the door. Would you look at that? There's wiring along the door jamb. You really think it's an explosive?
It does look suspicious.
We need to keep moving.
This is the last building. We can't just keep walking. We need some place to take shelter for the night.
What's a livery?
Stables. For the horses.
It looks like there's a room at the back.
I always wanted to see a real-life horse.
Today's not your lucky day.
Yeah, you could say that again.
Ford, Farah. You two want to take a look around back?
I don't see any of the wiring here.
It looks clear. Good call back there.
That's what you get when you live in a state of paranoia.
Why would you be paranoid?
You haven't lived all that long in the estate. Not long enough to see its true underbelly.
Is that why you poisoned Baron Starr?
Baron Starr deserved to die for his sins. On that point, there can be no discussion.
Check the door for anything out of place. But everything looks good around back.
It looks clear up here.
Oh, mama. It feels so good to be inside.
And out of that wind.
Cruz. Cruz, can you hear me?
What's wrong with her?
She's lost a lot of blood. Come on, let's get her flat.
That's a lot of blood.
Oh, Jesus.
The wound's deep. I can clean it up as best as I can. Try and minimize the blood loss.
Are there any antibiotics in the medical bag?
No, but there are 2 morphine shots in each of the packs. That'll at least help with the pain.
Do it. How bad?
If I had a way to clean the wound, a course of antibiotics, some time to let her heal, I think she'd be fine.
Roxy, that's really not what I asked.
1, maybe 2 days.
There has to be something in the medical bag we could use to save her.
There really isn't.
We have to do something.
We have to leave her tomorrow when we go.
No, we're not leaving her.
I could stay behind. Help her, ease the pain, then catch back up.
We can't leave you here. It's too dangerous. Besides, you'd never find us.
Roxy, is it fair to say that it would take a miracle for Cruz to survive this, given the circumstances?
Based on what I saw, and the blood loss, yes, it would take a miracle.
How many of the morphine shots do we have?
9.
We all know what the humane thing to do here is. Don't we?
What are you suggesting?
No, we can't. That's murder.
What is she suggesting?
Would you prefer that Cruz goes through agonizing pain and then dies?
Of course I wouldn't.
How many morphine shots would it take?
3, I would think. Administered at the same time.
We're not really considering this. Are we?
I am.
Not tonight, okay? Let's just get some rest. We should take turns, standing watch.
You think the Ravagers will come back?
Or the 88s.
Hey, Romeo. It's time for your shift.
3 a.m. Nothing so far?
Nope. Those were good moves this morning. Probably saved one of us from being where Jax is right now.
Jax. Jesus. I've never experienced anything like that. It was like a slice of war.
It was horrible.
And those people, the Ravagers, they were just so feral. Did you see how malnourished they were?
Unless we pull this off, that could be us soon enough.
You think the hotel was really wired with an explosive?
Yes, I do.
I don't think it was.
We both saw the wiring.
Yes, but unless this was the first time they'd tried it, we would have seen the residue of past explosion. Charred wood, burn marks, something.
Maybe. Maybe it wasn't wired. It's not like I'm some expert. But better to be safe than, you know, blown to bits, right?
Yeah. That's a good point. Wouldn't the 88s want to take us alive, though? So they could sell us to whomever?
If it tipped them off to our location, I'm sure they'd be happy to take out one or two of us. Bishop was right. We'd fetch some serious shake from the Harlot House or the Dank Mines.
How do you know so much about the world outside the walls?
One of Baron Star's domestics, Camille. When I first started working for the family, she'd been in the estate for 7-8 years. She was sweet, and just all kinds of gorgeous. Over the years, she'd collected lots of stories. None of them good. Some of them from beyond the walls.
What happened to her?
Eventually, they came and took her. Sent her out on the DR.
Why?
Every female who worked for Baron Star eventually went out on a DR.
What did he do?
Story for another time. So what about you and Queen Bee?
Marie's younger brother Stevie was a student of mine. Super nice kid.
And you taught him mixed martial arts?
That's my job. I didn't choose it. Just like Ace didn't choose to be a janitor. I don't even like mixed martial arts.
You seem to be pretty good at it.
Yeah, well, I wanted to be an electrical engineer. But I was 2 points shy on the entrance exam. So, now I teach kids how to kick and punch. Anyway, Marie and I started hanging out before or after the lessons. Just, I don't know, talking about our lives, experiences. She was sweet. Kind of vulnerable in her own sort of way. Her mom died when she was really young, and it kind of messed her up. Plus, her dad's not around all that much. It's kind of her and Stevie. She pretty much raised the kid.
Along with a fleet of domestics.
Yes, true. She still had to protect him, make sure he stayed out of trouble. I don't know what to say. I like her.
I can hear in your voice that you do.
Why do you hate her so much?
I don't hate Marie Hargrove. I don't even know her. I just know the rumors. But I do hate what she represents.
What does she represent?
Come on, Ford. Marie Hargrove is the embodiment of everything that's wrong with the estate.
It's a system based almost solely on human exploitation.
I'm not sure that's fair to put on her. Marie has a kind soul. I'm sure of it.
I gotta give it to you. You are an optimist. Must be nice to always see the world in such sunny... Look. There. Just beyond the trees.
Ravagers.
Or 88.
Ain't fair you always gotta do the night patrol.
Well, no, it ain't.
What do you think? The odds are they're hiding out around here.
No idea. Those look like tracks to you?
Where?
Right there, you idiot. Right there in the snow.
Oh, those ain't footprints.
You sure?
Not 100%, but what are the odds they're in there?
Mitchell said we gotta check them all.
Yeah, well, Mitchell ain't here. And I'm freezing my nuts off.
You know where I'd like to go?
The ranch. Mitchell'll kill us if he finds out we went there tonight.
Ain't fair, we always gotta do the night patrol.
Hell no, it ain't. What do you say? We get back, tell Mitchell we checked them all.
We gotta have the same story, though. We checked every one of these buildings, didn't find nothing.
Yep. Didn't find nothing.
That was close.
I'm gonna get some sleep. You good?
Uh-huh. Should we check on Cruz?
Probably. Cruz. Hey, Cruz.
Is she all right?
Her body. It's cold.
What do you mean it's cold?
Cruz is dead.
Drum Run stars Noah K. Ishian as Ford, Abby Huffstetler as Farah, Junior Nyong'o as Ty, Colby Muhammad as Roxy, and Spencer Hunsaker as Ace. Additional performances by Kyle Lee, Daylon D'Alva, and Benjamin McLaren. Drum Run is written and directed by Corey Sen. Recorded at Blitz Recording. If you haven't already, please follow Drum Run and give us a quick review or rating. This helps our smaller production compete with the big guys, and who doesn't love an underdog?